Beginning this practice by sitting in a comfortable position, either on a chair or on the floor. Making sure that the knees are lower than the hips, sitting on a cushion if that's helpful. And taking a posture that brings a sense of dignity and being awake in this moment. Directing your attention to the sitting bones making contact with the cushion or chair or floor, and the points of contact between the feet and the floor. Observing the lower body as a base of strength and stability. Becoming aware of the outline of the body in space and any sensations in the body making themselves known to you, either on the surface of the skin or deeper inside the body. As you pay attention to body sensations, becoming aware of the sensations of the body breathing. Resting in awareness of the sensations of breathing wherever they are making themselves known. You might be aware of the breath entering and leaving the body through the nostrils or mouth. Cooler air entering the body with each in-breath, and warmer air exiting the body with each out-breath. You might notice the sensations of breathing in the throat, or you might be noticing the chest and rib cage expanding and contracting with each in-breath and out-breath. Or the lower belly stretching with each in-breath and releasing with each out-breath. Noticing where the sensations of breathing seem most vivid to you right now, and remaining here. Being aware of each breath arriving and passing. Arriving and passing. Breathing is the primary focus of our attention here, but our field of awareness also includes thoughts and sounds, emotions, and other physical sensations. And sooner or later, you will wake up to noticing your attention pulled away from breathing to one of these. And this is perfectly normal and okay. And when this happens, as it surely will, gently escorting your attention back to the primary focus on breathing, wherever you best sense the body breathing right now. As best you can, using the sensations of breathing as an anchor for your attention. On an out-breath, releasing the primary focus of your attention from breathing. And on an in-breath, expanding awareness to include the body as a whole, as well as the breath. Resting in a kind of open awareness of sensations in the body, however they present themselves. You might notice qualities of sensations such as contact or pressure, temperature, or moisture. You might notice tension or ease. Sensations on the surface of the skin, or sensations deeper in the body. And if a particular sensation really captures your attention, investigating it fully and with curiosity and interest. Its shape, density, depth, and movements. Perhaps noticing how a sensation arrives in awareness, holds your attention, and then passes to be replaced by the next sensation making itself known. Noticing if a sensation seems particularly sticky and stays around for a while, or if the sensation vanishes quickly. And also noticing if no sensation is holding your attention right now. and whenever your mind moves to thinking, to memory or future worry or daydreaming, or even to evaluating your experience with this practice as pleasant or unpleasant, then noticing that, and then gently escorting your attention to the qualities of sensations in the body, however they are presenting themselves to you right now. On an out-breath, letting go of sensations in the body. And on an in-breath, directing the attention to rise and settle at the ears. Noticing the sensations of sound, just as you noticed sensations in the body. Resting an open awareness of sounds, however they are presenting themselves to you. Not trying to search for any particular sound, but just noticing sounds as they come and go. Sounds that are close, and sounds that are far away. Sounds that are outside the room, sounds inside the room. Or perhaps even noticing sounds inside the body. Noticing more obvious sounds. Or more subtle sounds. Or even periods of silence between sounds. And if a particular sound really captures your attention, investigating it fully and with curiosity and interest. Noticing its volume, or pitch, or length, and whether the sound is continuous or has some type of rhythm present. Noticing how a sound arrives in awareness, holds your attention for a time, and then passes to be replaced by the next sound making itself known. Noticing if a sound seems particularly sticky and stays around for a while, or if the sound vanishes quickly. And if no sound is holding your attention right now, then noticing that. When you wake up to noticing that your attention has drifted, perhaps to telling stories about sounds, to thinking about whether sounds are wanted or unwanted. Or to emotions or sensations in the body. Noting this, and then gently escorting your attention back to sound. Noticing the qualities of sound, however they are presenting themselves right now. On an out-breath, letting go of sound. And on an in-breath, inviting thoughts to come forward and take center stage in your field of awareness. Thoughts as the primary focus of meditation. Noticing thoughts as sensations of the mind, just as you did with sensations of sound and sensations in the body. Resting in open awareness of thoughts, however they are presenting themselves. Thoughts might appear as ideas, or words, or images. Not trying to seek out a particular thought or a particular way of thinking. But as best you can, just noticing thoughts as they arise naturally. Or noticing if no thoughts are present right now. And if a particular thought really captures your attention, investigating it fully and with curiosity and interest. Some people find it helpful bringing attention to thoughts through metaphors. And if this is helpful to you, then using this approach, and otherwise just letting it go. So perhaps imagining that you're sitting on the grass next to a gentle stream, watching thoughts like leaves floating by. Thoughts floating into your field of awareness. Staying in view for a while as they float by. Then disappearing as they float away. To be replaced by the next thought capturing your attention. like a new leaf floating into view. And if you wake up to finding yourself being carried away on a current of thoughts, know that this is a normal part of the practice. And when you're ready, gently escorting your attention back to observing thoughts as sensations of the mind, arriving and then passing. Thoughts can also be charged with emotion, bringing a particular state of mind. You might be noticing how the coming together of thoughts and emotions creates a restless mind or a calm mind or some other state of mind. Just noticing whatever is present. Being an open and receptive audience for your own experience of thoughts and emotions as they are, however they are presenting themselves right now. And on an out-breath, releasing your primary focus on thinking and emotion. And on an in-breath, expanding awareness to include all aspects of your experience. To breathing. Or thoughts, sounds, physical sensations, and emotions. Resting in this open awareness of all experience. Noticing an experience as it arrives. Holds your attention for a time. And then passes. Not seeking or trying to resist a particular experience, but just being open to whatever experience is present right now. And should you find this practice particularly difficult or challenging, knowing that you can always choose to direct your attention to the physical sensations of breathing wherever they are most available to you right now. And waiting here for a moment or so, And when you are ready, returning to an open awareness of all experience. As best you can, resting with the full range of human experience, being with things as they are. And if a particular experience calls for your attention, noticing it making itself known to you, holding your attention for a time, and then passing to be replaced by the next experience making itself known. Resting in an open and curious awareness of your experience as it is. Seeing if it's possible to not need anything to be different than how it is right now. On an out-breath, releasing this open awareness of experience. And on an in-breath, narrowing and shifting your attention to the sensations of breathing, wherever they are most available to you right now. Being with the breath as it enters the body and leaves the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Being present with the sensations of the body breathing. And in a moment, we will come to the end of this practice. So the invitation is now allowing the eyes to open or widening the gaze, becoming aware of your surroundings. And taking a moment to stretch or move the body in whichever way feels helpful to you. As we bring this practice to a close.